This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 15th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Sunny skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem today, with temperatures rising nicely. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze. A warm night is ahead for us all. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel vows to stay in South Lebanon. If Iran strikes, we'll hit it with full force, according to Times of Israel, from earlier today. Also, northern leaders warn residents not to return as Lebanon's ceasefire clause draws fury, reports Ynet from this morning. Also this hour, IDF reports a senior Hezbollah commander killed in Lebanon prior to Iran's ceasefire, says JNS from earlier today. Separately, Iran deal draws fire from across Israel's political spectrum, as reported by I-24 News less than an hour ago. And finally, Iran's regime survives. Israel worries. Winners, losers emerging from new U.S.-Iran deal, reports the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English reported an hour ago that Lebanon's president, Joseph Aoun, appreciates the inclusion of Lebanon's security and stability in the U.S.-Iran deal and hopes it ends the cycle of violence. David Collier, an activist, questioned London Mayor Sadiq Khan's stance on property sales in northern Cyprus, posting earlier today. Open source intel noted that a senior Israeli official told IDF Radio that the U.S.-Iran deal is a horrible deal for Israel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israel's vow to remain in South Lebanon, government ministers criticized the U.S.-Iran agreement, stating Israel is not bound by it. The Times of Israel reports this stance could escalate regional tensions if Iran retaliates. The situation remains delicate for residents near the border. Turning to the northern leaders' warning, David Azoulay urges Prime Minister Netanyahu to clarify Israel's position on the Lebanon clause. Ynet indicates this comes as reports of unrest simmer in the region. Residents face uncertainty about returning home. Meanwhile, the IDF strike on a senior Hezbollah commander, as reported by JNS, is seen as a significant blow to Iran's proxy forces. This precision strike happened just before the ceasefire talks. The move may further complicate diplomatic efforts in the region. In a related development, the Iran deal is causing political upheaval across Israel. I-24 News notes both government and opposition voices criticize the agreement. This internal division could impact future negotiations with Iran. Finally, the Jerusalem Post outlines fears about Iran's regime's resilience. Israeli airstrikes influenced U.S. negotiations towards the ceasefire. This dynamic showcases the complex interplay of power influencing regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, Hot Cinema will launch accessible screenings of Kuparoshit, the movie, reports Walla Business. The initiative aims to cater to individuals on the autism spectrum. Separately, Israeli defense firms face restrictions at the Paris Arms Show amid political tensions, CTEC reports. Key pavilions at the Eurosatory exhibition remain inaccessible. And finally, a Nigerian migrant won €500,000 in Italy but faced hurdles due to residency issues. Ynet Business reports an Ancona court has now cleared the way for prize collection. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.